Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, Rob Satter is fabulous every day that he comes in and takes good care of us. We appreciate that. Mr. Macatrillo's over in the newsroom. He says, traffic-wise, we're doing fine around here. We do see a little bit of a slowdown at the Duke Street light in Northumberland, but nothing like the long line we had earlier. Riverside and Danville are starting to clear out, so everything's going fine there. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is the co-host on the Mark Spot. Sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company.
How come I always get last billing?
That is not true.
Oh, it is.
I mean, you're the producer. Only one that their whole resume
you
gets
take
read.
The producer, the news guy. I'm waiting for you to start introducing various staff members before you get to me.
Joe McGranahan is the mayor of Shamokin Dam.
I'm only kidding you. Come on.
He's on the Bar Association's Judicial Review Committee.
Investigative Division. There's a whole commission.
Oh, committee, and then there's comma, a investigative division. I see. Okay, I do have it written down here, but I don't. It's not a clear brush.
There is a distinction. Hey, in any event, did you see? Well, you mentioned who's bringing you to the program, did you not? Or I don't want to interrupt you.
I did
you
not.
Okay,
you
well,
already did interrupt
it's
me.
It's the Sunbury Motor Company. Two great locations, North 4th Street in Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Stop by and see them. Check them out on the web at www.sunburymotors.com. And Mark has more information for you.
Our toll-free line is open. Call us at 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
Yeah, I sent you a meme this morning. I found it very interesting. I saw it posted. Several of my liberal friends posted it yesterday. It says, "I'm praying for you, President Trump, praying that you are removed from office." As soon as possible. Is that what it says? I don't have it. I didn't call it up here.
No, I did earlier, but I closed it, but I can reopen it.
No, I can open it, too.
It says, "I'm praying for you, President Trump," in big, huge, bold letters, and there's a picture of a sunset sky in the background, and it makes it sound like it's put up by a Christian who is praying for the president, or anybody who prays, I guess, for the president. But then in the fine print at the bottom, it says, "to be thrown out of office as soon as," and then blanked out is blanking possible.
So, I suspect it was a curse word.
I know. Yeah, you can't tell. It's
probably one of those curse words that's used as an adjective, an adverb, a noun.
It has several letters. And
several letters,
with the letter.
So the person
F.
is praying for them. Right. Cross that out.
Well, and somebody on WKOK.com's Facebook page, after we had posted something about the good work the president is doing, said, "I'm praying that the terrible interlopers in the U.S. will be found out, convicted, and thrown out of this country as soon as possible, and I'm praying that President Trump will be able to make America great again."
Well, now, you're a lay minister in the Lutheran Church. How do you think God sorts this all out? You have people like our friend Dan out there praying for the president that he would succeed and do well, and you have these people praying that he gets dumped out of office as soon as possible. I think God's up there taking a tally. Let's see, I have 25,238 dump Trumps and 2,439 bless him and keep him goings. Well, therefore, I will bless him and keep him going.
I would suspect God's probably not, like, super tickled at all of this. But on the other hand, this is the benefit of freedom, as we get to have vibrant arguments about some of these things.
And but isn't it sad that everybody thinks God's on their side?
Well, that's what I want to get all the way back to the other post that somebody had put, you know, saying, they meant, and I know that they are conservative, and they meant the terrible interlopers who are Democrats and liberals. I assume you're talking about Republicans, the terrible interlopers. So I got a couple of likes on that, but I just thought it's kind of funny. You could take it either way. But anyway, I'm not sure that God has a tremendous feeling either way about our arguing. But I think we one of the ways that we enact our faith in the U.S. is that we allow our government to assist individuals who need us. We don't all need help. We don't always do it ourselves, but we certainly support and endorse and pay taxes to help countries that raise up individuals who are marginal. And there's every single word in the Bible says welcome the stranger in every way. You know, don't build electronic moats, snake-infested moats and walls to keep him or her out. So I think that would probably be most
you're repeating something the president has vehemently denied, by the way.
Oh, he never said
that. His press conference yesterday, he made that very clear. He was quite out, you know, and I love it. The MSNBCs and the CNNs always frothing at the mouth. He's off the rails. He's unhinged. But he was angry about that, and I don't blame him. He was angry at Adam Schiff for saying, making up what he made up about him. The parody, right, that a lot of people heard and took for real.
Isn't that funny? The president has lowered the bar in terms of personal behavior and comment, not in terms of policy, but in terms of personal behavior and comment, even put the BS word out in his tweet yesterday. He doesn't usually swear in Twitter, but did yesterday.
Well, yes, capital letters. He used bovine excrement, and then he right. also said that somebody was not fit to handle someone else's blank strap, which he said he wouldn't say that on. He did not actually say that
right,
at the press conference.
Twitter.
But, you know, I look at this and I think the problem with our country is that we are praying that kind of prayer. You know, if you believe in prayer, if you believe a prayer does anything at all, I pray for the president, but I don't pray that he'd be dumped out of office, and I don't pray that his people who oppose him would be smited, you know, and a plague of locusts would descend on their house.
Snake-infested
the kind of praying I do for the president is, dear Lord, please give this man the wisdom to lead our country in a good
Amen.
Direction, despite the fact that I may not agree with his the way he does it.
And the calm to shut his mouth for 5 minutes. Oh, no, I guess that's a little...
I don't pray that anybody shuts their mouth for 5 minutes. I might start with you if I did. And you might start with me.
You'd be sad if I did,
I
were quiet.
There would be no program. It would just be me talking to myself. I'd have to get Rob involved. But seriously, I mean, I think that's what's wrong with this country, that we are so believe so strongly that we're right and the other guy's wrong. That, you know, we feel justified in doing anything. All right, I'll pray that the guy
but
gets dumped out of office.
But I think that's because of the extremes. You know, I think if Republicans if extreme Republicans didn't have so many extreme racist and misogynist policies and continue to advocate for them. And
these are
Democrats,
Republicans. Nowhere in the Republican Party platform does it call for misogyny or racism.
Exactly. And if the Democrats didn't have so many policies that call for open borders and transgender bathrooms at every daycare and all these things, people have so many misbeliefs about what the other side really believes, and they hold on to them and, you know, stack them up with hate and make sure that the others and vilify, you know, whoever disagrees with them. I think that's the dilemma. Not so much that we disagree. It's just if all of us could only hold on to truisms, you know, real truths, we might get along a little bit better. But it's, you know, making up things. You know, if you watch the CNN, no, scratch that. If you watch the Fox TV commentators last night, not the news broadcast, but the commentators, you know, just spewing vile remarks about how the liberals are, you know, don't like the flag and want to hurt the country. Or if you watch MSNBC, you know that the president hates people and the country.
Well, here's the CNN headline this morning. President Donald Trump is hardly acting like a stable genius. Instead, his unleashed fury, fact-bending rants, and persecution complex are conjuring an image of someone seeing his presidency slipping through his hands. While current political conditions seem unlikely to lead to his ouster from office, Trump appears increasingly powerless to save himself from the historical scar of impeachment. He has crushed just about every norm since descending his golden escalator to launch his 2016 presidential campaign. Now he's reinventing how presidents deal with an existential scandal, and it seems to be leading him deeper into the darkness. I mean, if that isn't an editorial comment, it's in the guise of a news story.
Well, you saw him yesterday in his news conference. What did you see?
I thought he was angry. He, you know, first of all, the media does this all the time. He has been the most accessible president I think we've had in a long time. Yes, he doesn't have standard press conferences. Yes, his press secretary seems to be non-existent. So the president goes out there on
the— he has one, does he?
Yeah, he does. Oh. I forget who it is. It's apparently a non-entity, or at least not somebody he trusts enough to go out and hold daily briefings the way he did Sarah Huckabee Sanders. But, I mean, he comes across as someone who is willing to answer the questions. Now, he sometimes puts some guidelines out there, like he did yesterday. He asked if they ask a question to the his guest for the Australian Prime
President
Minister.
President of
Finland. I'm sorry. It was Finland yesterday. You know, and so they didn't. And they start asking him questions about the dossier, not the dossier, but about—
Well, he's established that those are open game. I mean, that's his own fault if he doesn't want to talk about issues at those events, because he uses those as his opportunities to talk about issues.
Well, I forget what the exact question was, but the one thing was he said to the reporter, "Are you talking to me?"
I heard that. Yeah, CBS just played that. All right, well, we'll take comment and a call on this. Questions or answers, give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. Now, we are talking about the deep divisions in the U.S. What's at the heart of that?
And I'm praying for the president. I pray he drops dead tomorrow.
Oh, Joe McGranahan.
No, that's— I think that's going to be next.
That'll be the next meme.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And we need more tolerance and understanding from people who claim to love it and from those who claim that others are abusing them. You know, we need to take a deep breath in this country collectively.
I'm going to use your remark, that remark you just made in a promo, so it makes it sound like you feel that way.
No, I don't.
That people will know. All right, 1-800-795-9565. What do you think about this? What's at the heart of the matter? Is it exaggerations? Why is it that neither side will really listen or understand the other? I don't think we're any closer to together. We had a function last year where we talked about the blue-red divide in this country. Have we made some progress since then? We certainly like to divide issues, whether it's gun issues or things related to the border or things related to bad governance out of Washington, D.C. What's your view on this? Call us now. Where do the solutions lie? Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. That's 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. That's right. We got Steve Jones on today from 3 to 5, and then he'll be back from 6 to 7 on the Penn State Coaches Show, and then from 8 to midnight for the NFL broadcast. Well, Steve won't be on the NFL broadcast, but we'll have Westwood One on the NFL. All right, we got open phones. We're talking about the divisiveness in the U.S. of A. We'd love to talk to you. 1-800-795-9565. MSNBC says the president is unhinged. Fox News says he's finally found his stride. What's your view on this, Tom? You're on the mark.
Well, I have a question for you. Whatever happened to Chris? Chris don't call no more.
He hasn't called in a while. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Don't know.
We'll have to send him a note and ask him what's cooking.
I just wondered. He's one of the few people. There's a few people that call and know what they're talking about.
Right, because they agree with you, right, Tom?
but most of them don't. Most of them are you know, you could listen to Hannity and Rush Limbaugh, and you could just get it from there because they're just repeating. They're just repeating what they say.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
I'm sending him a note right now.
He didn't die or anything, did he?
No, I don't think he did. We'd know that if he...
Not sick, or... I mean, I don't know what his name is, but...
Chris.
Yeah, I mean, his last name.
We do.
Yeah, well,
I'm sending a note.
Like
Dan,
know, so
Chris.
I wouldn't know if it was in the paper or not. So.
Dan, Tom, and Joe want you to call.
Well, in any event, what else did you want to say about, obviously you wanted
well,
to talk
I
about...
I just thought that was pretty rude of the president yesterday to act like that in front of that
president of Finland.
Prime minister. I thought that was terrible. I mean, that guy sat there, he wanted, it looked like he didn't know what to do, like he wanted to get up and leave, or it's like when you see two people fighting out in public and you want to get away from them and you can't get away.
What do you think, what responsibility do you think the news media that was there had to ask responsible questions that dealt with the issue at hand and not try to embarrass the president? Don't you think they had a responsibility there?
Well, he probably did, but he didn't have to answer. He could have said, he should have just said, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. We're going to talk about...
And then you know what the headline would have been, Tom? President refuses to answer questions posed by media.
An unhinged... He loves to get into those fights like that. Let's face it.
Well, in an unhinged moment, the president refused to answer questions.
NBC has Trump's day of rage, profanity, false accusations, and a spat.
That was very sad what happened there yesterday. That didn't look good at all.
But don't you think it looks like a man who's angry at being persecuted?
Nut, which he is.
Don't you think he looks like a man who's angry at being persecuted day in and day out?
No, I think he looks like a man that's guilty maybe somebody might finally catch up with him.
Well?
I mean, he'd been doing this stuff out in the public for, years. He'd been screwing people and lying and going bankrupt and not paying people and getting away with it. Now it's not so easy to get away with, and he don't like it.
Okay.
That's his problem.
Well, I look at it as somebody who, if I might behave the way he did if I felt I was being wrongly accused of something I didn't do.
Yeah, but he thinks he's wrongly accused of everything.
Well, just someone once said, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean somebody isn't out to get you.
He's like yesterday, Dan sticking up for Trump with his Stormy Daniels thing. Well, that's absolutely a fact that he was caught red-handed with that. They have tapes. They have tapes of the cover-up.
He denied
what they were going to do to cover it up.
Tom, the president says that's not true.
Yeah, but no, but they have tapes to prove the cover-up, what they were going to do. They know how much they were going to pay.
Canceled checks and everything.
They were talking about the AMI, this David Pecker from AMI. This whole thing has been proven. He's already been charged. He is individual number one in the charge. He is individual number one. He's already been charged. The only reason he ain't in jail with his lawyer is because they can't put him in jail.
Why not?
Because he's the president.
Because he's the president. Other than that, he'd be in jail with his lawyer.
That's just an opinion. If somebody thought they had
it's
the goods on
it. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
It's
he's
an opinion.
Charged.
No. You're missing me, Tom.
State of New York.
Tom, you're missing me. It's not an opinion that he's may have done something wrong. It's only an opinion that he can't be charged as a sitting president. That's an opinion from the Justice Department. Let's find out if he can be charged. Let's bring the charges, see if they hold up.
All right, we'll give you the last word, Tom. Go right ahead.
That's all I have to say. I'm not going to argue with Joe because he's, he's
he always wins.
He always turns on the fog machine whenever he can, doesn't know what to say, puts on the fog machine and tries to fog over everything.
You know him.
Actually,
it took me 30 years to discover where the fog machine was.
I got a bubble machine. My name is really Lawrence Sewelk.
All right.
Turn on the bubbles.
Thank you, Tom. We have open phones now. Speedy dialers, 1-800-795-9565. And one of the commentaries about yesterday's activities at the White House said, in a stretch of a few hours, President called the Democratic impeachment efforts BS, although he spelled it out in capital letters. He got into a verbal altercation with a reporter during a press conference and delivered unfounded claims about his political rivals. His anger was visible, his face flush at times, his voice raised, his gestures increasingly animated. He said, quote, Nancy Pelosi and Shifty Schiff should all resign in disgrace, and Jerry Nadler and all of them, it's a disgrace what's going on, unquote, the president said at a White House event. The visiting Finnish president by his side, quote, they've been trying to impeach me from the day I got elected. I've been going through this for 3 years.
Unquote. Well, you know, even this morning, MSNBC admitted Adam Schiff didn't handle that whole situation very well.
With the parody or something?
No,
else?
Well, with the parody to begin with, but also with the whistleblower. Who apparently he was briefed by someone in his staff. Whoever the whistleblower is came to one of his staff members.
Yeah, now Schiff had and said that he had never had any contact at all.
And that's apparently
whatsoever.
A lie. That's right. Apparently a lie because right. He did. His staffer did brief him on it, and then. You know, you can't imagine if I came, you work for me, and someone comes to you and tells you something I need to know, and you don't tell me about it?
Well, and originally he said I didn't have any personal contact with the whistleblower, and that element of that may be true, but he went on to say that he not only didn't have any personal contact, but he didn't have any knowledge that the whistleblower had gone to the Intelligence Committee, and it turns out that that's not true. He didn't have personal contact with the whistleblower, but he was briefed. That
right.
He had
well, when
gone
they asked
to
him
the,
if he had spoken to
the intelligence them, committee,
when they asked him if he had spoken to the whistleblower, he said, "We've had no contact with him." Really? That's not answering the question. He didn't say, "I have had no contact with him." We
right.
could be, well, 16 people in my staff, 14 of them
that's
had no contact
right.
with him. But the
that's how he's been wiggling out of it.
And one of our texters says, "Gee, Tom, how about if the local prosecutor starts lying and accusing you of things you didn't do? How would you react?" Well, I guess Tom would be okay with that.
I don't think so.
Well, I wouldn't either. And I think he might get justifiably upset about it.
And red-faced.
And possibly, and waving their fingers at people. But, you know, I think the news media bears a certain amount of responsibility for what happened yesterday. They knew the setting. The president was there. The president always is willing to take a few questions. The news media could have contented itself to asking questions about this. Or they could have said, "Mr. President, will you be available later? We'd like to talk to you about..."
And what were they doing, pushing his buttons? Is that what you're
going to
say?
Well, I think they did push his buttons.
Oh, gosh.
You know, the fact that the
he's
president...
He's the leader of the free world, and so a little reporter in the second row...
Did you ever see Barack Obama angry? Yes, he got angry
oh, yeah.
a number
he'd
of times. So what's the
times.
Difference? I mean, the presidents are human beings. They get angry when they feel they're being mistreated or lied about or put upon. You know, and so I don't blame him for being forceful in his denunciations yesterday. His language was at the least colorful, at the worst somewhat troubling. But in any event, Than, you're on the mark.
Hi. I was just thinking about the fact that people are attacking Schiff. I'm not going to stand up for him. But that doesn't change what happens in the crime of what the president has been doing. If Schiff's a bad guy, fine. If Biden's a bad guy, fine. That doesn't mean that the president of the United States is not running a con job. And if, the more you attack the people that attack him, you ask Tom, what would you do if you were falsely accused? But I would say, Joe, if you were falsely accused of something, the first thing you do is disclose all of the facts that were disclosable, wouldn't you?
No, I'd probably hire an attorney.
And then you'd make sure that all the things that proved you were innocent were allowed to come out. There's nobody trying to prove the president innocent. They're just proclaiming that he's innocent with absolutely no evidence.
No, I wouldn't say that, Than. In all honesty, I know you feel that way.
I know
way.
You wouldn't. You're a Republican,
but,
and
well,
apparently you guys are just
let's take a look at him.
And,
are
something.
You aware of the fact that the Democrats in Congress sent a letter to the Ukraine saying to them, if you do not cooperate with the Mueller probe, we will withhold your financial support?
Yes, of course, Joe.
And that's okay. You're okay with
and
that.
No, I may not like that. It doesn't matter. What I'm talking about are the actual crimes of the president.
Well, what crime
None
did he commit?
No matter if Jesse James rode in on a horse and shot everybody, the president is still guilty. Even
of what,
though you'd
then?
Like to
of what? Guilty? What crime did he commit?
What did he commit? You're not allowed to try to get favors from another government about an election.
And yet the Democrats were okay. They were okay to put pressure on them to get something they wanted. A quid
well,
pro quo.
Okay. Go after them, but don't say, Trump must not be guilty because these people are guilty.
No, what I'm saying,
they may all be guilty, but it doesn't take away fact that you are backing a man who doesn't believe the United States is great, who doesn't believe it's anything but a pocketbook for his pocket.
Okay, but here's my problem. I agree with what you're saying to a point. But the president, if we're going to investigate the president, we should be investigating the entire scope. And that would include investigating the Schiffs and the Nancy Pelosi's and everybody else who was involved in this thing to determine whose hands are clean and whose hands are dirty.
And Hunter Biden.
Okay, if somebody robbed the radio station when you were the captain there, which was for many years, and you did a wonderful job, the first thing somebody would say is, well, yeah, he may have robbed the radio station, but let's see if the police were honest. Let's see if the guy who accused him is honest. Let's see who else is honest. That doesn't matter. The guy robbed the radio station.
Right, but
the president is taking away what we love about this country.
But that's a definitive thing. If someone robs the radio station and we have the proof they did it, that's definitive. But we're talking about issues here that are not proven and not definitive. Nobody has stolen anything solid. It's not like the president walked away with the China from the White House. He hasn't done that. He's being accused of things that have not been proven. And many people are just letting that ride. They're saying, okay, I'm okay with him being thrown out of office for things that haven't been proven. If we want to prove them, if we can prove them, then I would agree he should feel the full weight of the law.
Than you get the last word.
Yep, last word. Go ahead, Than.
You can't hear me, can you, Joe? He's not innocent. He admitted his crime. Thank you very much.
No, he didn't admit
this
a crime.
Is WKOK Sunday.
Thank you so much, Joe.
And we're not paying you a talent fee for that, buddy.
Perfect. Perfect job, Than. We don't use cards for music anymore, but we appreciate your help and your hard work. All right, Than, call back and you can finish your thoughts. And we have a couple of emails pending. We're going to continue this discussion. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great teams and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is with us. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer. I just can't say enough about Joe. He does a super job. His favorite name is Papa, but his resume also includes, if he had a LinkedIn page. Do you have a LinkedIn page?
I do.
Oh, okay. Well, then it says he's on the executive board of the State Mayors Association.
That was old. I'm now the vice president of the State Mayors Association, but that's all right. Forget that. Go ahead with the rest of the program.
He's on the Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee?
No, I was retired from that.
It is an old resume. I want to be clear about that.
I'm an old man. What do you expect?
Well, and one thing that will never be removed from the resume is that he's a PAB member of the Pennsylvania Broadcasting Hall of Fame. So he deserves that, and that was a good accolade for him to receive. We were happy to cover it. I even drove to Hershey for no other reason, but I shopped while I was there.
And you also ate the chocolate pie they serve for lunch.
It's just crazy. He is the chair of the CSVT Task Force, and he is singly responsible for making the CSVT bridge so beautiful.
I am not. Nothing to do with the design.
Oh, okay. And
but I approve of
it. He is currently the mayor of Shamokin Dam, and so one of his least favorite titles is His Honor. His favorite title is Papa.
I don't mind His Honor.
Have you done many weddings lately?
I actually did one the other week.
Okay.
Very nice couple.
Once in a while describes the activity, the wedding activity?
When I'm needed. Not everybody chooses to have a civil ceremony.
Some people want an uncivil one. I don't even love you. Oh, sorry.
Never tried that.
That was uncalled for. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. We do have some brief news headlines. Look like the Shikellamy Southern varsity football game will take place this year.
Shikellamy School District Superintendent Dr. Jason Bendel tells us the October 11th meeting between both schools is back on after agreeing to cancel the game and play different opponents in District 2. Southern Columbia, who worked out the swap of games, was set to play at Wyoming Area, which would have been a game for two teams which are undefeated currently. Shikellamy was scheduled to play Holy Redeemer at Berwick's Crispin Field. During its meeting Monday, the Pennsylvania Heartland Athletic Conference said no to both schools changing their schedules. This despite agreement among all four schools involved, both Districts 2 and 4 officials, and the PIAA agreeing to the change. The PHAC says the Tigers had broken conference bylaws by improperly making the change. In a statement, Dr. Bendel says the district was always willing to honor the game and the PHAC contract, but Southern Columbia did the legwork to change the schedule. He says the district was in agreement and thinks the decision would have been best for all four schools. Next Friday's game between the Tigers and Braves will still be broadcast on WKOK from Southern Columbia, starting with pregame coverage at 6:30 and kickoff at 7. The Braves play Lewisburg this Saturday for homecoming. Matt Catrillo, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And some other headlines briefly. It's time once again for sign-ups for the annual Needy Family Fund this month and next month. Captain Jessica Dupree of the Sunbury Salvation Army says registration starts next week.
We'll start those, as I said, in the middle of October. We're doing it a little bit different with our days and times. We're starting October 15th through the 18th, which is right after the holiday, so Tuesday through Friday of that week.
And you can hear more of Dupree's interview on the WKOK podcast page or subscribe to the Apple or CarPlay podcast services. You know about the Colin Kaepernick kneeling controversy in recent years in the NFL. Well, it is over. The NFL ratings are going back up. They were up through the first 4 weeks of the regular season. They've shown a 5% increase over last season, according to the league. And Nielsen, games are averaging 6 million viewers on television and on digital platforms. NBC Sunday Night Football has shown the biggest jump among the weekly packages with a 6% increase in ratings. Finally, a Universal Orlando, where they do live performances at the amusement park, if you want to call it that, a theme park. One of the actors who is dressed as the movie character Gru has been fired for making an okay hand gesture that has been designated as a hate symbol used by white supremacists. This was in a photo with a biracial girl. Universal spokesman Tom Schroeder Wednesday confirmed to the AP that in an email that the unidentified actor no longer works for the company. Schroeder says what the actor did was unacceptable. The photo shows the actor fully disguised as Gru from the Despicable Me movie franchise, standing behind the girl with a hand.
Gru or Groot?
It just says G-R-U. I have heard the word Groot, but I don't know.
Groot was a tree. I don't know who this guy is. What's this guy look like?
I couldn't tell you. I'm just reading it.
Okay.
I've never seen any of this stuff before in my life. I've heard of Despicable Me. That's real. Anyway, the movie franchise, standing behind the girl with the hand making the okay gesture on her shoulder. The photo was taken at a character breakfast. The okay gesture was added last week to the Anti-Defamation League's online database of hate symbols.
Yeah, I brought that in, and we never got a chance to talk about it, but I think that is absolutely ridiculous. Who says
you should be able to make hate symbols in front of biracial girls?
Who says the OK symbol is a symbol of racism or hatred? Come on. People have been doing that for a century. So now we're going to change the rules and say, oh, well, I've decided that because one white supremacist used this, that it's a hate symbol.
One? It's universal among them. It's like their international OK symbol. It's OK to be a white supremacist symbol.
Well, the ADL added that symbol, along with several others, to its longstanding database of slogans and symbols used by extremists. The two-finger OK sign is universally known for meaning everything is all right or approval of something. But the ADL says while not everyone means it to be hateful, the sign has been co-opted by the alt-right. So suppose the alt-right blessed themselves. Would that become a hate symbol to make the sign of the cross because somebody in the alt-right did it? If I wave to you like that, and the alt-right waves, is that a hate symbol now? Because we've said, oh, the alt-right's waving at people, therefore it's a hate symbol.
I see what you're saying, but in this particular case, it was an inappropriate signal for this picture, and he's white, the actor's white.
So what was his intent? How do you know? Maybe he hadn't heard.
Just to tell people that he doesn't really like this
girl. Does the whole world know that on Thursday of last week it was no longer okay to make the okay signal? Did the whole world know that? This poor guy, he makes the okay signal. He knew it. Okay, he knew it. Yeah, all right. Disney, I'm sure, put out immediately on Thursday afternoon, it is no longer okay to make the okay signal.
Universal,
I'm sorry, whoever it was. But, I mean, you know, we're going so far off the deep end on this stuff.
Well, you don't like this, but we know what these symbols are. We know who uses them, and it's becoming accepted among people who follow this sort of thing that these are what these symbols mean. And that's why he was using it, to show that even though he's in a picture with a biracial girl, he doesn't really embrace it because he's
a
white supremacist.
And you know for a fact he's a white supremacist, and that's why he made that sign.
No, I don't know that for a fact, but that's what Universal is assuming.
And so they fire the poor guy.
Well,
they don't ask him what his intent was.
It was an inappropriate hand gesture in the picture anyway. You don't just
But only since last Thursday. Wednesday,
anytime.
It would have been okay.
And it's been this way for 2 years.
But you're last Wednesday, it wasn't the ADL saying that they've added it to their
list. That's an add-on. That's Universal couldn't care less about what the ADL says about this.
You sure?
Yeah, they're firing him because it is a hate symbol.
And how long has it been a hate symbol? When did that start?
A couple years ago. I think we've already had a conversation about this in the past couple years.
I don't recall.
In passing. Well, in another context, you know, somebody was doing it in a more white supremacist-filled context.
So suppose you say to me, Joe, I'm going to break. I'm going to take a commercial break now, and I make that symbol. You're like, okay, Mark, go ahead. Am I being a racist?
No, that's using the symbol for its old meaning, which means okay.
Is it ever okay then to use it?
But if you're a white person who's a white supremacist and you hold it up to a biracial girl when you're required to take a picture with her, even though you don't want to.
Same scenario I just gave you, except you're a person of color. And you say, Joe, I'm going to break. And I go like that. Am I giving you a hate symbol?
No, I have another symbol ready.
I'm sure you do. And has that been usurped by anybody?
No, that's always been bad.
It's always been bad. I'm sorry, but I think we were just taking this political correctness
right
over the edge.
You'd hate to be respectful. You've said this many times. You'd hate to be respectful for people if you don't have to be.
No, what I'm telling you is I want to know what's in the guy's heart. If he is honestly a racist and he was doing that to embarrass that young lady,
I bet Universal
firing him is too good for him. They should have grabbed him by the scuff of the neck and kicked him off the park. But if he didn't happen to get the memo, that this is now not acceptable and he was just saying, okay, I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the park, and they fire him for it?
They know more. One of our texters says, so that's a hate symbol? What has the world come to?
That's what it's come to. We've come to the fact that anybody who's a right-wing extremist, what if Antifa, what about them? They have hate symbols. They wear those bandanas around their face, so now anybody, is that a hate symbol now to go around wearing a bandana around your face? Hide your identity?
Is Antifa a hate group?
Yes, I think it is.
So that's decided. Okay, well, I didn't realize. I didn't get that memo.
Well, you didn't get that memo because the left doesn't hand that memo out.
We keep that one.
They only hand
that
out the memo that says making the okay sign is a hate symbol.
All right. Well, we're going to get back to President Trump because we have some emails and texts
God
related
forbid
to
he
him.
Would give anybody the okay signal. Then they'll realize, so obviously a racist. He gave the okay symbol.
Joe, is this an appropriate time to go to commercials or not?
Okay, Mark.
Joe.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark, 9:20 in the morning. 40 minutes of open phones, so call us now if you would like to, or even if you don't want to and you're not going to like it. 1-800-7...
We'll make it as unpleasant for you as possible.
Right. There's no reason you shouldn't be tortured if you're going to be listening to WKOK, as though just putting up with me isn't enough. 1-800-795-9565. Joe, let's clear some emails. Why don't we do that?
All right. Well, we have one that says, Thursday night at 9:30 on YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms, Glenn Beck will explain the Democrats' involvement with the Ukraine with documentation so you can confirm his reports.
Yeah, he's been talking about this for months, long before this popped up with the president, the fact that the Democrats have been encouraging corruption and making them stand down on Joe Biden so that he doesn't get investigated.
Well, that's very interesting that you say that, because there's another story this morning. The ex-Ukrainian prosecutor said he was told to back off the probe of the Biden-linked firm. And this is from files that show this. The fired prosecutor at the center of the Ukrainian controversy said during a private interview earlier this year that he was told to back off an investigation involving a natural gas firm that was linked to Joe Biden's son. According to details of that interview that were handed over to Congress by the State Department's Inspector General Wednesday, Fox News obtained a copy of the notes and the interview with fired Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokhlin, in which he claimed that his investigation stopped out of fear of the United States. Mr. Shokhlin attempted to continue his investigation, but on or around June or July of 2015, the U.S. Ambassador, Jeffrey R. Pyatt, told him that the investigation had to be handled with white gloves, which, according to Mr. Shokhlin, implied to do nothing. The notes from the interview stated, they also claimed that Shokhlin was told Biden had held up U.S. aid to the Ukraine over the investigations. So are we going to call him to testify, too?
Well, why not?
Well, I think we should.
Sounds like the Democrats wouldn't want him to, but...
When I sent that to you this morning, I said, I bet Adam Schiff isn't going to call this guy, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay.
Well, but see, that wouldn't have anything to do with the president.
So in other words, it's okay to investigate the president. If he did anything wrong, let's get him. But if Democrats did anything wrong, let's give them a pass.
My view is anybody who's done anything wrong should be investigated in this whole thing. And if it starts in the Obama administration and involves President Obama and Vice President Biden and Hunter Biden at X time in the past, start then. I don't have any problem with that. I don't think anybody's saying that Biden's done nothing wrong here other than Biden. But I think people are saying that our current president is...
Well, he may be, but you know,
same thing he did before, is using another country to tamper
with
our
election. If there's a lot of bad-smelling stuff on the floor of the stable, let's clean it all out. Let's not just clean out the one that came from the presidential horse. Let's clean it all out.
Yeah, we'll get the whole swamp emptied, including President Trump. All right, we got one call coming in. We got three texts one email.
The one text says, there was a woman, I believe, at the Kavanaugh hearings that sat in the audience and was supposedly flashing the OK symbol, and the media accused her of being a white supremacist.
That was why we talked about it once before. Right. Thank you, Stan.
And then Than can't tell us the crimes that Trump committed, because there are none. And I ask him what crimes the president had committed.
Right. But I don't think that President Trump committed crimes like we caught him on videotape sneaking out of the back of the White House with a TV that he later sold. I think if you talk about, like I just said, I think the president's guilty of tampering with the election, because Joe Biden isn't just John Q. Citizen. It's his primary rival in the early polling for president next year. So when President Trump wants to do something to hurt Joe Biden, he's could be doing so in order to help his election chances. So that's the one thing.
Okay.
But the other stuff is worse. Is the idea, you know, was there a quid pro quo? Was he trying to build up a case here where more aid could come if you keep the Hunter?
He didn't say
Hunter
that.
Biden.
Didn't say anything.
No,
anything
see, that's
remotely
why,
like
yeah,
it.
That's why we got to have more evidence. You can't. This phone call. I don't think the phone call's enough. You know, and I just think, I don't know. I mean, it's not, if it were already a criminal court case, it would not rise to witness intimidation or something.
You notice how
that.
The Democrats dropped the Mueller report. They had all this data. Schiff said for years he had absolute proof that there was collusion. You know, well, where's that?
Well, I think
they're not even talking about that now.
I think we've taken that as far as we can.
Well, not according to them. They needed all this background information. Now they're no longer even asking for it, as far as I can tell. They've just moved on to this. Right. You know, and whatever's next, first they were going to do Kavanaugh again. I mean, all they want to do is impeach somebody.
Somebody sent you something in font so fine that I can barely
read it. Okay, I can read it. 3 years, and we're still investigating our legal president for high crimes and misdemeanors. What will happen to the next legal president? We aren't going to learn anything.
I love the legal president.
Well, he is our legal president.
No argument there. This is from Senator Casey. Might as well release it.
Okay. President Trump's attacks on the intelligence community whistleblower threaten our national security and add to his record of impeachable conduct. Last Thursday, Joseph McGuire, a former Navy SEAL with 36 years of military experience and the acting director of national intelligence, testified before the House of Representatives and said, quote, "We must protect those who demonstrate courage to report alleged wrongdoing, whether on the battlefield or in the workplace. The inspector general is properly protecting the complainant's identity and will not permit the complainant to be subject to any retaliation or adverse consequences for communicating the complaint to the inspector general. Protecting whistleblowers is a core American value. It's time for Republican members of Congress to stop acting like lapdogs for President Trump and stand up for the rule of law."
Yeah, Joe, you are opposed to one of this nation's core American values.
I'm not opposed to protecting the whistleblower.
You want them to be
I want to protect
confronted.
Them, but I want them to identify themselves.
Yeah, that's not the same
thing.
So,
in other words, I can't look at Joseph Valachi. He was identified and protected. Remember the Valachi papers?
Okay, well, never mind. Yeah, I guess we better expose all whistleblowers because of the Valachi papers.
No, I'm just saying it is possible to know their identity and protect them.
Dick, you are on the radio. Go right ahead.
Well, the reason I called, I'm going to get to it in a minute, but I will tell you this, and I'm not telling you this. Some people don't know. In 1960s, when I was in the United States military, I was an intelligence analyst, and I had as high a security clearance as you could get, probably higher than Trump would ever get, and we'll just let it go at that. I mean, there's a pretty severe background investigation before they even give you a security clearance, and mine was as high as you could get. That said, what I wanted to say is, you know, this phone call that nobody else initially heard other than Trump and Zelensky and obviously the person that was listening to the call, all of a sudden we got Pompeo, and now we have Pence's aide also is in on the call. I'm trying to figure out how they got all those people in the phone booth.
Actually, I think quite a few people. When the president's talking to a foreign leader, I think there are quite a few people listening in always.
And I understand that aspect, but initially it made it sound like nobody was. And there again, there was Pompeo, who was asked directly about that question about this, and he said he knew nothing about it, and he actually listened to the phone call. So he's kind of a hypocrite, too. This is why I'll never be a Democrat, the crooked Democrats, or the hypocritical Republicans, and they are. A lot of them are just hypocrites.
Okay.
And that's my point. That's all I really wanted to tell you. I'll stay as an independent, an independent thinker, an independent mind of my own, and let it go at that.
All right.
You're probably going to stay saner than the rest of us.
Well, the only thing, I get a little incensed when people bash intelligence agencies, and they do it. I mean, obviously, it was never done to the as Trump has done, and he really, and I wrote you that email about, you know, you said about wonder why they do this. Listen, he bashed them. He took Putin's word over their analyst reports back years ago or 2 years ago, and that really bothered me. It's not like those guys are just making things up out there.
Right.
All right. We
and
got to.
There are a lot of dedicated people work as intelligence analysts. But
I think he felt that the intelligence agencies played a part in the Steele dossier and trying to harm him.
What he thought and what he knows could be two different things. But, you know, how would you like to be people bashing you all day long because you're a radio announcer?
Well, people do. I come to the territory.
They don't come on there and bash you all day long. You don't misunderstand my point. My point is, if you're going to bash somebody for the job they do, and they're dedicated employees, a lot of them. They've been doing it for years.
True.
But I'll believe this Russian KGB agent over here instead.
All right. Thanks
for
my point.
You know, you'll never get an argument from me that the president says some inappropriate stuff. I would agree with you. And that certainly is one of the things that he said that I was not happy with. So.
People are bashing Joe all the time. That's why he needs his Thursday Republican luncheon so that he can get some friends around him.
We have a new texter who says, I don't think Democrats have dropped the Mueller report. I think they are letting things accumulate for impeachment. There will be dozens of impeachment articles, and Robert Mueller will be heard from again. Okay.
Two other.
And one of our other texters says, good morning. Why can't our country come together and wait for these impeachment proceedings to end? We need to protect our Constitution. And then, yeah, that whistleblower is so righteous, he had to go to Shifty Schiff to discuss what he's accusing Trump of before any paperwork was filed. But first, he accused the standard for whistleblower accusations had to be lowered. Sounds like some collusion with the Democrats.
Al, you're on the mark.
Yeah, they were lowered, and he couldn't meet it anyway. But I'm my own independent lapdog. The intelligence senator is just. You read from that for me. And did you know that there's two Ukrainians in jail right now in Ukraine for interference in the 2016 election?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Helping Trump get elected.
I don't know what they're in jail for, but there's two of them in jail, and maybe their testimonies ought to be read out and figured out what the Ukrainians know. And that's all Trump's trying to find out is what the Ukrainians know. And then when they were investigating Trump for during the Mueller investigation, they asked 16 countries to help them in the Mueller investigation.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All
right, what else,
Al?
Okay, what else, Al?
Oh, that's it.
All right, okay. Call back. Thank you so much. Buzz, thanks for waiting. You're on the mark. Going up here. He can only wait 5 minutes. His attention span is very short. Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, the one reason our country's so divided is because the certain left-wing people won't accept the election of President Trump. And ever since he's been in office, they've been trying to get him out of office. What they're saying, that, what is it, 93 million people voted for President Trump. If I said the wrong figure, it was a mistake. I'm not trying to exaggerate. But they're saying our vote don't matter. And anything they can do to get him out of office, they're going to do it. And it's not right. As far as Stormy Daniel, that's not my concern. If it's true and he paid that money, it's been done before many times by many presidents. I'm not worried about that. That's way in the past. I don't want my past brought up either, a lot of things I've done. So let's let that bury that. Forget it. Let's move on and see what a president can do for us. And so far, I'm happy with what he's doing. I'm not very happy with the resistance movement that won't accept Trump as our president. And as far as prayer, yeah, I pray for President Trump, and I prayed for President Obama, and I prayed for all the presidents. I want them to do well for our great country, and I wanted Obama to make our country great, but he was leading us in a direction I wasn't happy with, but he was still my president. I prayed for him, not on him. They're praying on the president, not for him.
You mean P-R-E-Y, on him.
Yes. Go ahead.
No, I was saying they're praying on the president, like P-R-E-Y, praying on the president, not praying for him.
That's my problem. Yeah. You know, you can't hate a man that much that everything he does, they say, is wrong. And this is... they're causing the division against the Trump voters. And believe me, Trump's gaining more voters. He's not losing. The evangelical Christian movement is solidly behind Trump. I know a lot of them, and they're all for Trump yet. And they're very dissatisfied with the treatment he's getting. We know he's not a perfect man. I didn't vote for him because he had an a highly respectable past. But none of us have a totally respectable past. I don't. I don't know. Maybe you gentlemen have a perfect past. I don't know. But I didn't vote for him because he was a perfect man. I don't even know if he's a Christian for sure. He sure helps the Christians, but I don't know he is one. I hope he is.
All right, well, go ahead. We got to ask you to do the last word because we got a caller waiting.
But that's the problem. We're not causing a division, not at the Trump voters. We're happy with the president, and the resistance movement should get over and let the president alone. He's been picked on 24/7, and he keeps right on.
Dan, we got to go. We have
right
another call pending.
Away.
We have another call we have to get to. Sorry, buddy.
All right, guys,
thanks for calling.
Good one.
Okay, Buzz, you're on the road and on the mark. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, my God, I have to catch my breath. I just can't.
You can't take it, can you?
Oh, my God, that guy. Anyhow, I was just thinking this morning how the majority of people, myself included, until I catch myself doing it, have picked up this habit of Trump's, and it has really hindered our society in a lot of ways, and that is deflection. It doesn't seem like, I mean, it seems like anymore you can't talk about something without somebody bringing something else. And you say, well, let's, you know, we're talking about Trump and this problem that he's having, and everybody said, well, what about Joe Biden? Well, we're not talking about Joe Biden. You know, we're talking about the president, so let's try and stay on topic here. And it has become just about impossible to do that. I mean, you just can't have a conversation with somebody without them bringing up something that's not related to the topic at hand.
But shouldn't it be part of the discussion if Joe Biden did something wrong, if he put pressure on the Ukraine? Isn't that something we should look at, too?
He's got a back
Why?
Up. Hold
he's
on.
Not, he's not the president.
But so only the president can commit a bad act or a crime. I didn't realize that. Other people commit crimes, we don't look
well,
at
better,
them.
You better start reading something else besides the pickup papers at the newsstand or watching Fox News. I mean, there's a real world out here you and Dan should both kind of take a look at.
Well, maybe you ought to check it out, too, because it involves people committing crimes that aren't just the president. We need to look at this
but
whole thing.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about with the president? We're talking about Trump and his problems. If you want to talk about Biden, let's take that on another time. But that doesn't really have anything to do with Trump, does it? I mean, sure, all these things are possible, but it doesn't really have anything to do with what we're talking about.
Yes, it does, because the actions the president's taken are in direct correlation to things that have happened in the past, allegedly by Mr. Biden. You know, and we need to look at the whole thing. We need to look at everybody.
Yep.
If the president's wrong, send him to jail. If Biden's wrong, send him to jail. Let's send them all
Joe,
to jail.
I think you just fell into the what about trap. So that's
I rest my case, guys.
Thank you, Buzz. Okay. Thank you so
Buzz.
Much for calling. Thanks for listening. We're so glad you're here.
Okay.
And thanks for your calls to the newsroom, too.
We have
thanks
a couple
for driving.
A couple of emails. One goes back to the OK symbol. The OK symbol is now a hate symbol because a few people have used it to symbolize racism. Why do we feel the need to let a few people dictate what everyone else believes or thinks? It's like the rainbow, which used to be a sign from God, but has now been taken over by the LGBTQ or whatever other letters have been added recently. You need to be careful anymore if you buy anything with rainbow colors on it, because it may very well be considered a symbol of gay pride. And another
That's from
writer.
Doug.
Huh?
That's from Doug.
From Doug. Okay, from Lewistown. Sorry, Doug, didn't get your name in there. One of our writers says, I still believe Marilyn Monroe was murdered by a Kennedy. And then another writer says, Dan is right. Our votes don't matter. Hillary won the popular vote by 3 million popular votes. Don't put words or motives in our mouths, Dan. Read the writing on the wall. That's cryptic.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Works Foundation sent up some good representatives to us, so you get folks belly up to those mics. You get to lean in a little bit and say good morning and say hi to everybody. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Thank you. We appreciate you guys being here. All right, we got some callers standing by.
They're turning red in the face from all the discussion that's going on.
Well, yeah, they didn't realize that we argue off mic as well as on mic.
Right.
So that's
and we have texts and three calls, two online, one coming in.
All right.
And Rick from Watsontown, you're on the mark.
Yes, I'm wondering, like Buzz, he wants us to stay focused on Trump. What is the crime that Trump committed this time?
Oh, he tampered with the election. Again.
What's that?
He tampered with the election again when
he
had...
Oh, the election again. Okay.
Right.
I mean, is that it right there?
No. I think...
I don't know what crime... Buzz wants us to stay focused on Trump. Nobody
I'll tell you if you listen.
Forget about Biden and all them.
I'll tell you if you listen.
Let's get focused on Trump. And the crime he committed this time.
Well, the crime he committed is tampering with our next election. You could say that he's guilty of bribery because...
Tampering with our next election in Ukraine.
Right. No, the election in the U.S.
I mean, Biden's not even... I mean, he knows as well as I do. Biden's never going to be the nominee. It's not going to happen on his best day. He can't even keep his eyes straight.
All right. Well, he encouraged this...
Poor Bernie Sanders... I don't know what they're going to
I'll wait
do
till he's done. I'll list his crimes in a minute. All right, his crimes are that he tampered with the election, even though you don't accept it. It is a form of bribery.
Well, what did he tamper with?
The election.
He tampered with an election that didn't happen.
He made sure that Joe Biden got extra scrutiny so that he would look worse by the time we get to 2020 by going through, making sure Hunter gets investigated.
That was already out for 3 years. That's what I say, evidence. The evidence has already been there.
All right.
He's got his very well-known son that's a well-known gas man, an $85 a month gas job, which... He don't have.
All right, hold on a second.
It wasn't $85 a month. I think it was $85,000 or $50, depending on who you believe.
Now, Rick's on hold. This is the third time today we've had to put somebody on hold so we could answer their question. The president did tamper with the election when he made him go after Joe Biden's son, because Joe's one of the likely opponents that he'll face next year. That is a form of bribery, this quid pro quo, when you withhold government aid in exchange for the investigation.
But he released the aid before he had the conversation. That kind of shoots your whole argument right in the foot.
Right. This is the accusation that he did this. And either this call or others, according to Nancy Pelosi, is where we're going to find that. All of that is a form of extortion. He tried to cover up the conversation in the first place and made sure that it didn't go into some of the public domains of these phone calls. So that's a form of witness tampering or obstruction of justice.
Some unusual laws in Marktopia.
Well, these are the laws that can be proven to be broken through what the president did. Now, obviously, they're only...
You're ignoring the treaty we have with Ukraine that says will provide information on investigations.
We have a treaty that allows our president to do extortion. Go ahead, Rick. We'll let you wrap up.
Can I say in there that we have... that they have Pompeo listening to this call? And then they have Pence listening on this call, too.
So you're saying it's conspiracy also? Okay, well, I'll throw in conspiracy.
I know. Now, who would that make president if they could just get rid of Trump and Pence? Who would that make president?
Well, if this is
Nancy
all political.
Nancy Pelosi.
Right, if this is all...
Oh, boy. San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni. Hey, that's what we ought to call her now. Rice-a-roni Pelosi.
I would like to see her for president for a year. That would be something else. They couldn't hide her enough.
We'll have to send that nickname to the president, Rice-a-roni Pelosi.
Thank you so much for calling and appreciate that, Joe. Read the top text, if you would, please.
Trump's bragging about his campaign brought in $125 million. The Democrats altogether brought in more... or less than $3 million.
That's it.
Is that it? Okay, less than $3 million. Okay. And to your caller who is afraid to wear rainbow colors for fear of gay pride, you're a hypocrite, okay? We gay people deserve the same as you straight people, actually. All people are, we are all Americans. Signed, Bob.
All right, Dale, last caller before a quick break. You are on the mark.
Yeah, I just want to give an argument what holds water between the Trump haters and the Trump lovers. Well, here's the thing. If you have money, okay, and you want to be smart with your money, would you bet on the middle class for America, or would you bet on the middle class for China? And I can tell you one thing right now. Everyone's listening. The Fed and Trump are together because he's using our Constitution to allow corporations to invest heavily over in China, while our 401ks are controlled by the Treasury, and the Federal Reserve is betting heavy, keeping our dollar really strong because they're pouring money over in China too. While our auto industry is failing, our housing industry is failing, our manufacturing industry is failing, so when everyone's standing in line for cheese and bread in probably another 5 to 10 years, we can just blame this president here and the Federal Reserve, because trust me, winners don't lose. Winners only win. So,
ooh. Does the government still give away surplus cheese, Dale?
Do you agree with what I'm saying? Do you think this is a ploy between Trump and the Fed? Because
no, I don't.
They're both on the same page.
No, I'm sorry, I don't,
Dale.
Okay,
well, I just explained to you.
I know you explained it to me, but I don't believe it.
On manufacturing, okay? He gave the rich a tax cut, not the middle class, okay? And the Fed is pouring money over in China. Why our 401ks are being held by the Treasury. Are you? Does something not make sense there for you, Joe?
Yeah, a few
everything
things, but
Joe gets it now. He understands. He's clear.
No, I'm sorry. I'm still out here in the woods.
No. All right. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call.
Dale's entitled to his opinion, but I think he's a little off on that one.
He's perfectly mistaken. All right. That's his prerogative.
Well, not perfectly mistaken, just mistaken.
1-800-795-9565.
Nothing is perfect in this world.
Thank you. For the first time. And Joe's not perfect either.
Close.
1-800.
But no cigar.
Oh, brother. We'll be right back.
There's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Tomorrow, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce will be here. We'll talk about the jobless numbers, and we're going to be talking about some statewide job initiatives that are underway, and we'll have a couple of witnesses in the room to talk about that. Joe McGranahan gets a retirement lengthened weekend, so Ben Reichle will be here. And but you'll be back Monday, right? You think you'll be rested up
like
enough
a bad
to do
penny?
It?
I show up.
Okay.
And one of our writers says, "I said I used thumbs up and wondered how it could be used in a bad way that the PC police can identify. Just figured out how they can twist that. Rule of thumb used to be about beating your wife, the diameter of a stick that you could use to do so. So thumbs up shall be misogynist from now on."
Oh dear, that's too bad.
And I use thumbs up instead. When will that be racist? And people wonder what MAGA means. Okay, symbol has been used for eons, but it's racist now. Why?
All right, and then the text.
And the text says, "Yes, the Republicans ran the castle for 2 years and only helped the rich write off their taxes. Get Moscow Mitch and do some work, or to do some work." Moscow Mitch.
All right.
And one of our writers says, "We're still out here, still listening, haven't changed our minds. 2020 will be very interesting."
All right, Bobby, thanks for calling in. Welcome back. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, good morning, everyone. You know, with this political process we have here, of course, it seems that each party is making too many, I'm going to say, personal attacks against the candidates rather than focusing on the party platform. If they really want to get elected, they should spend more time getting together behind the scenes to focus on the programs that will help the people.
Well, that's a nice idea, Bob, but I don't think it's going to float in Washington.
That would be un-American.
That's right. We're more interested in beating the other guy down into the ground and making sure our side wins in the next election. This idea of bipartisan cooperation, I mean, where'd that come from? Must be from sissies.
Bobby, are you for the president or are you against him?
Well, the thing is, you know, when you're looking at both sides and trying to figure out, I'm going to say, who to vote for in the next election, what I go on is basically the programs and like in the past that either party had in that, and then try to make it a decision from there.
I have a solution to that problem. I think on the bottom of every ballot for every office should be none of the above, and it should be a choice you can make. And if you make that choice and none of the above wins, the two parties have to go back and get two entirely different people to run and run the election over again.
Oh,
all right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
Bob. You don't like my idea?
I like it okay.
Okay. Well, we have an open phone, and we, as Mark says, speedy dialers only, but we still have about 4 minutes left in the program.
1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
Going back to Buzz's call, I realize he feels very strongly, and many liberals do, that let's just focus on Trump.
No, he's the only source that we should focus on.
It has nothing, that's what he said.
You didn't listen to what he said. What he's really saying is that everybody on both sides keeps saying, okay, well, maybe the president did this and maybe he did that, maybe he didn't do this, or he's not guilty of anything, he's the best president. What about? What about President Obama? What about Hunter Biden? What about Nancy Pelosi? What about Hillary Clinton? That's the favorite. What about Hillary Clinton? What about the emails? He's just saying, look, if the president committed a crime, let's investigate it. If Hunter committed a crime, let's investigate it.
But they're all tied together. They're all part of the same criminal enterprise, if you will.
He wouldn't be opposed to those ties, but what he is opposed to is when I say, I know the president is guilty of conspiracy, obstruction of justice, bribery, tampering with the election. You look across at me and say, well, what about President Obama? He was going after the Ukrainians then, too.
But the whole point is that it wasn't a crime when he did it. It appears to be a crime when Trump does it. I'm just saying that there's got to be a certain level playing field for this whole thing to work. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to take the president down, fine. If he deserves to be taken down, I've got no problem with it. If he has indeed committed impeachable offenses, he should be impeached and convicted in the Senate.
And we said that if president...
But on the other hand, I think if we're going to take him down, we need to look at all the other people who are involved in this objectively. I don't think Adam Schiff is objectively looking at all sides of this issue. I don't think Nancy Pelosi is, and I don't think Donald Trump is.
He's working on
I'm trying to look
parody.
At all of it. Let's drain the swamp completely.
Well, Al must have us on speed dial because he called us right back. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I made an observation about President Trump's appearance. You know how these presidents, you know, you can tell the wear and tear on their face, and their hair starts turning gray, and
it's
just the wear on them. You ever notice that?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, President Trump's hair can change whatever color he wants it to be.
Yeah, but you know, one thing I notice about President Trump is he gets better looking and younger looking every day. So I don't think it's really affecting him that much. I think he likes to fight.
The portrait of Dorian Gray. It's up in the attic, and it's aging.
Okay.
He's a heck of a fighter, and I just like a fighter. That's why I wanted to put that out there, and I think he's fighting for the American people.
All right. Thank you, Al. We appreciate that.
Well, you're the guy who yelled, I love you, Mr. President, at him, so I don't know how objective you might be, Al.
Well, that's all right. He's an American citizen.
Yes, he is.
One of our listeners, after hearing that if the president goes down for this, Pence is too, because he was in on the phone call, or sent a note.
Says Nancy Pelosi will make a great president.
Do you think she'd make a great president? I never really thought of her as presidential. I think she's
a fabulous
speaker.
Well, she says she's a master legislator.
Okay. Right. I agree with that.
Really?
Right.
I think she's a very astute politician.
Right. Well,
I don't know that I would ascribe anything more lofty to her than that, but I think she does know which way the wind is blowing, and she's managed to survive in her own party despite the fact that some of her freshman members would cheerfully love to throw her over the side of the boat.
On that note, please, you get a 4-day suspension.
All right. For saying Nancy should be thrown over the side of the boat?
Now it's a 6-day suspension. Take Monday
off. Throw her over. That's 10.
No, you went the whole week.
That's 10, right.
All right. Well, Joe will come back Monday begrudgingly. Joe, we'll see you then. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Tomorrow we got Chamber of Commerce and Jobless Number Day, and we'll have some other interviews. This is WKOK Sunbury, WKOK News Time, 10 o'clock.